It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The show is brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Maddox to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nasari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nasari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Well, it is week five of the high school football season, and Mountain Home back home tonight to take on Pine Bluff. And first off, Brian, it's good to be back home. It's been a month.
It's been way too long, and we, you know, our JV games are on the road. A lot of our junior high games are on the road, and you know, and then obviously we've been on the road, and it's just, let's get a home game, please, at Bomber Stadium. So it's going to be good to be back at home. You know, the travel's reached a point, I don't think it bothers you. It's just the home environment, you know, it's something special about Friday night football at home. I mean, it's kids are really excited about it.
Well, good. Well, let's talk about last week's game first. Jonesboro I thought, I mean, Jonesboro is as good as ever on offense. I thought their defense was the best defense we've seen from Jonesboro in years.
Well, I asked Randy Coleman after the game. I said, okay, now that we're done, how's this defense compare? You know, and just right after we shook hands, I asked him immediately. and he said, this is the best one I've had. And I was talking to Dave King at Batesville, who had played him, and he said that that's as good as he's seen in his years of coaching defensively. And I'm drawing a blank. The Razorback commit, his last name, I'm drawing a blank. But he said that's one of the best players I've gone against I've coached against. And so it's not just us. Their defensive line is, according to Coach Coleman, I read it in the paper, so he wasn't just telling me that. And he said it's the best defensive line in the state, in his opinion. And I'm not going to argue that to this point.
I wouldn't either.
They were very good up front.
And they had the running back, not the McDonald kid who scored the touchdowns, but the Albert George kid who, between the 20s, man alive, he was hard to bring down.
He concerned us as coaches on film all week. He's kind of that power runner with that burst of speed. And, if you have one or the other, you feel like maybe you can bottle it up. He just ran through way too many tackles. So, tackling's a point of emphasis for us. In our conference, we can't get caught up in how big the kid is or how fast he is. We got to just fly in there and make a tackle and with a reckless abandon. And, you can tackle the legs, and we got to get down there, a little bit lower and wrap the legs up. But that kid he's special. They had a lot of kids on that football team that are going to be playing on Saturdays for
sure. They do. They do. And I tell you what, they had a perfect start. They won the coin toss. They took the ball. And 42 seconds later, they're in the end zone. For Jonesboro, you couldn't have asked for a better start last Friday night.
Well, the coin toss was disappointing. It's been important to us. We want the ball first. We want momentum, and we want to make that offense, get rusty right out of they go through warm-up, and then they go in the locker room and run out, and you kind of hope that if you get the ball and go on a long drive that they come out there and they're, kind of out of it a little bit and out of rhythm, I should say, and they won the toss, and they were just clicking right off the bat. And, of course, we had a couple of missed tackles. We actually were there in the backfield second play and just flat-out missed. And then the George kid found a seam and popped. It was just some big runs, and you don't like that. But the other part of that is we've been saying this for a couple of years now, the adjusting to game speed, you can't simulate that kind of speed in practice. And so it seems like it always takes us a series or two to adjust and settle in. And it's been that way, as long as I remember. That first series for us defensively is usually pretty tough to adjust to. But I actually thought the defense got better as the night went on for us.
Yes.
Obviously we're giving up yards, but, doing a good job of putting them in the huddle. I actually, at the end of the game, said, I think our defense played just well enough to give us a chance at the upset. Played just good enough. And, of course, obviously our offense just was – they shut us down. There's no other way to say it. They just absolutely got control of the game up front. But kids fought. They didn't run the clock. It's been a while since Jonesboro didn't get the clock running on us.
Right.
I don't like moral victories. But, somebody pointed something out to me, and this is not a reach. They score late in the first half to go up 25-7. I don't know how many different ways we very easily could have got that extra first down, because they almost ran out of time.
Right.
I don't know how many ways we could got that extra first down to run that little bit extra clock out and go in the locker room down 18-7 against one of the best teams in 6A. We get the opening kickoff of the second half. We go on a 9-minute drive. And just imagine if you're down 18-7 and there's 3 minutes to go in the third quarter and you're about to possibly score. We got deep in their end to make it 18-14. And that line has shrunk. And our kids have closed the gap on – and again, I think Jonesboro – is a top – obviously, Hootons agrees. They got him in the top three.
Right.
They're going to be one of the better teams in 6A. And for us to be that close to being in that tight of a ball game, against them is encouraging. We want to win. We want to get over the hump. I'm not saying we're satisfied. But if you're looking for measurable progress, I thought it was all over the place last Friday.
You bet. Their second possession, they get a first down, and then they get backed up. They set up in fourth down, run the fake punt. I love it. Defense was ready. They didn't fall for it.
Right.
Played it well.
They actually had shown that last year on film, and they shift that little wing over, and it was just pretty much guaranteed that's going to be the fake. And proud of our kids. They recognized it and heard one of the kids call it out, and I was surprised they snapped it. But anyway, it gave us great field position, and of course, the one thing I will say is as well as they shut us down, our offense down. We had a lot of time of possession for a team that didn't have a lot of yards.
Yes.
You know, we didn't put the ball on the ground a lot, not a lot of penalties. You know, even in possessions where they forced us to punt, we got a first down or two and was able to milk some clock, shorten the game. That keeps you in it longer. We just couldn't find, you know, obviously we lost Bryce there, and that was a big blow. Right off the bat, he pops one for 45. Tatum Bashirs is kicking out. I'm drawing a blank on the kid's name again, the Razorback.
Yes.
At defensive end. And, boy, there's a collision there, and Tatum held his own, just met him right there in the hole. And our fullbacks are really blocking for us a lot in this double wing, and I was really proud of them against some of the defensive ends that they saw. They weren't getting caved down. You know, they weren't winning, but they weren't losing. And that's all you ask is get that standstill. So, Gage Lindsey, Brock Boje, Tatum Bashirs, and then on the play side, our offensive line's getting movement. It was the backside penetration that it's so hard to keep their quickness out of the backside. And then, of course, their linebackers were able to make some plays. But really, I thought Austin Lance, Gavin Magoo, Aiden Ritchie, Trace Rick, Aaron Talbert, those guys are just week after week getting better. You know, Dawson Tabor, he had a tough job. I keep calling him Razorback. He had the Razorback. And, he wasn't the only one, though.
No, he wasn't.
They had a whole slew of them. There wasn't a weak spot on that defensive line. But anyway, we were getting movement. It just, boy, that lane, they closed up quick. It was just a very good defense. But proud of our kids. You know, I thought Will Gross, he had a couple of nice carries in there where he's hitting it in hard. And it took him a little while to adjust. You know, he's been out of football for a while. I thought as the night went on, he got – you know, he ran the ball harder, and Logan Walker jumped in there for Bryce.
Right.
I felt like they didn't respect the outside toss that we run after Bryce went down. You know, Bryce has 4 or 5 speed, and I thought that allowed him to bring the secondary down a little bit, and that made things harder on us. But overall, our kids just fought them. I think they knew what they were up against, and they just kept battling, and that was I'm just really proud of our kids.
Tatum Bashirs has a way to score on defense, doesn't he? That's his second defensive touchdown last week, the pick six.
He is he's got a knack for scoring on defense. He was really proud of him because they tried to bait him with the inside route, and he didn't take it. He stayed disciplined, stayed committed to his pass drop, read the quarterback's eyes and broke on it, and outran them all to the end zone. That was a big play. You know, you're up 7-6 against Jonesboro at the end of the first quarter on that. And that our sidelines buzzing. We're fired up, ready to go, and I thought that was a big play for our kids. Jonesboro is one of those teams that everybody looks at and says, hey, that's a huge challenge, and you're big underdogs. That was a big win for us, being up 7-6 at the end of the first quarter.
You bet.
That was a big play.
We'll take a break, have more in just a moment when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, you alluded to this earlier, the touchdown right before halftime, 13 seconds left that Jonesboro scored. That was a big touchdown. That was a big play in the game.
It really was. You know, it because you again 18-7, you feel like, okay, hey, we're in this. We're getting the ball coming out at halftime, and you get a score, and you're within, you're within striking distance at that point. You know, they're just and again, I just keep talking about how impressed I am with them. You know, Gage Lindsey, Brock Boget there at middle linebacker, I mean, they're battling. They're making some tackles to get them back in the huddle. You know, Bryce goes out, so we're throwing – you know, he's the guy making the calls in the secondary. You know, and they got us on basically two miscommunications where we weren't ready, you know, with the call in the secondary, so we had kind of a bust. And I thought that helped them get down a little quicker. And but, you know – back to the point I started to make there, those guys are still just flying to the football. And I thought some hustle plays were going to keep them out of the end zone going into half. I mean, it just 2 weeks in a row, if you're going to go down, we went down swinging. And, right. And those guys are just battling. Gage Lindsey, I think, he was in on 16 tackles.
Wow.
And for a sophomore against a team of that caliber, really impressed with that. You know, Logan Walker, I thought as the night went on, played from that corner spot, did a great job coming up, making some tackles. But, yeah, that back to your point, them getting that last score, you know, that now it's 25-7 going in the locker room, and you know, the kids deep, you know, you could kind of see it as they went in a little disappointed. Another great halftime. We've had some great halftimes in situations like that where the kids, we talk about the big picture, we're trying to make the playoffs, you know, and by the way, we can go out and score and get an onside kick and be right back in it. But and we talked about that, and that was the plan. We're going to go score and we're going to get the onside kick and do it again. And the kids, I mean, they just totally bought into, we can get back in this, and even if we don't, we're going to play all four quarters, and we're going to get better. And our motto has been play by play, day by day, get better, period. Control what you can control, and at some point that's going to add up to something special. And I think they're starting to visually see that. And it's a matter of time before we break through. But, you know, coming out of the locker room, the nine-minute drive was – that was awesome to see.
I was going to say, I want to talk about that. Three first downs on it. You move the ball from the 31 down to the 20 before the turnover, but used up a lot of clock there, and it was a nice drive.
It was, and again, it's not like they've subbed kids out. That is right. Those are their starters. One of the things that we talked about at halftime as well was, can we win the second half? And then let's see where that puts us. Let's just win it. Well, we lost 7-0 in the second half, you know, against a team of that caliber. And so that was a big part of it, the time of possession. Will Gross is hitting it in there. I thought Logan Walker set the tone on the kickoff return. He caught that thing and he ran in full speed. I don't care who's there. We got some nice blocks. And, you know, and then we just proceeded to march down the field. And offensive line, I thought, came off the ball. We got some movement. And, you know, Will Gross with a counter here or there to Logan Walker. And then, of course, we're sneaking the fullback in. And Tatum hits it in there. Gage Lindsey's hitting it in there. And Bogé, we put the little G scheme in, and he hit a nice run on that. And really nice drive. I think we got behind the chains and ended up throwing one there on fourth down. But, you know, I think they intercepted it. Lawson was just headsy. I'm going to throw it anyway. I think he knew it wasn't there, but I'm going to give us a chance. It's better than a sack on fourth down. And that's how the drive ended. But, again, if I recall correctly, it was right at about 9 minutes of time of possession, which is huge against them.
Well, a tough test tonight with Pine Bluff. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about the Zebras here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nisari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nisari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, Pine Bluff in town tonight. And we've been talking the last several weeks about playoffs and what you have to do to get in. A couple of conference wins should get you in. And when you look at the teams in the conference and some of their records, Pine Bluff, Sylvan Hills, Jacksonville, those are the three that you got to get some wins against, aren't they?
Right. Well, in Pine Bluff, that's all I've heard all preseason is Pine Bluff's down, Pine Bluff's down, Pine Bluff's down. They were 0-3, and now they're 1-3. They got Sylvan Hills 14-7 last week. I'm going to tell you, you turn the film on and you go, well, that's still Pine Bluff. There's athletes all over the field. You look at who they've lost to. You know, they've lost to 7A Cabot. Yep. They've lost to 7A Springdale Harbor. and then they lost to Watson Chapel, who, you know, very good team. And so, you know, I was skeptical about just how down they are. Do I think they're the same Pine Bluff they've been? No, but I still think they're still in that conversation of being one of the better teams athletically in the conference. Big challenge for us. Not insurmountable. Our kids are still playing with confidence, believe it or not, even after the loss. And you know, we believe we can go out and win the game tonight. We really do. And we got to play a good, clean game. You know, we've got to play to the best of our ability to do it. But you know, definitely a beatable team.
Let's talk about Tyler Foots, their quarterback. He can get you through the air and on the ground, can he?
He's good. You know, he can throw, he can run. You're exactly right. He was out last year with an injury, and I think he may have lost a step. But, you know, what's that take you from a 4.5 to about a 4.6? A kid can still move, and if physically an impressive-looking kid. And, you know, if you want to know what numbers to watch for, number one, the quarterback, and number two, the running back. Those two are boy, they're hard to bring down. The Foots kid could play receiver, running back, quarterback, whatever it is. He's gifted. He's a very good quarterback. And, you know, they've got a fullback, basically, or we call it a king back, the spread version of the fullback, number 47, the Boykins kid. He throws some mean blocks, physical kid. And, you know, they got a 6'5 kid out there, the Turner kid at number four. They'll throw it up to him when they need a big play. And, third and long, and he'll go, you know, 6'5", he'll go up and get it. That's what he's listed at. He looks tall on film. That's all I know. They've got some wide receivers. They've got some backs. You'll see their two tackles have some very good size. They move pretty well. Our defense has a big challenge tonight, no doubt. And really just got to make them snap the ball again. Don't let them behind you. Play well in space. I think if we can take away the run and not give up the big pass play, we're going to have a chance. They'll make some mistakes. They've turned it over. They've had some penalties, things of that nature. So hopefully we can force them into some mistakes and get some stops. I thought we did a good job against Jonesboro doing that.
You bet. Tell us about Pine Bluff defensively.
Well, Bradley Clark, number 61, is he was all-conference last year and just flat-out took over some games late in the year. And so he's really one of the ones we're looking at to make sure we can get control of him. I'll just say this about their defense: fast, really good up front with their hands and getting off blocks. But really, we've got to get the Clark kid taken care of. You know, they got, you'll see number 27 there at outside linebacker. You know, Antonio Kane, he's a good kid that just really he's rangy, runs a lot of plays down. And the standout kid, the middle linebacker, is, really, to me, which two do you really have to make sure you get blocked at 61? And 48 for sure. Those two are probably two of the better players on their defense. But overall, not a lot of weak spots. Fast, aggressive. Got to get them on some counters and some misdirection, some snap count. We really think we can get some angles on them, and that's a big thing. Just move the chains and keep the ball away from them.
We'll take a break. Talk more about Pine Bluff in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling, with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, you got Pine Bluff tonight. We talked earlier about Seven Hills, Jacksonville, some of the teams that you're going to have to get some wins against here. Not saying you can't beat the other teams, obviously.
Sure,
But you look at Searcy and West Memphis and Jonesboro. Yes, West Memphis has two losses, but they are still very talented.
Yes,
lots of D1 talent. This conference, as always, very tough, isn't it?
It's we're in the SEC, it feels like. It is. You know, and you look at the losses that the conference has, so many of those losses are against 7A opponents or against 5A state title contenders, tradition-rich programs. I mean, our conference doesn't have very many ugly losses, if that makes sense. It's a very good conference, no doubt. We feel like we can compete with any of them still. To say that we have to get one or, beat this team, that's, I think, human nature to look at the teams at the bottom of the conference and go, hey, we got to get them. But we're just trying week by week. Every week's a new opportunity to get a win, and we really do believe that, too. It's not a line. Our kids are playing with some confidence.
Unfortunately, an injury to talk about that occurred last week with Bryce McKay. Update us on him and his status.
Well, originally on the field, I thought it was maybe a broken bone or something of that nature. He was in a lot of pain. It was torn. He tore some tendons. He actually surgery Thursday morning. And so, I think we've lost him for the year most likely, which is obviously disappointing. I'm disappointed for him. The team was down. Monday you could just tell it. That's when they found out for sure that we're not going to have Bryce for a while. And boy, it was just down in the locker room, down at practice. And he is a gifted athlete. He's a good kid, obviously it's a big blow, leading rusher and, I think leading tackler as well. And great athlete, returns our punts, returns kickoffs. He just, slash, like they used to call Cordell Stewart there.
Right.
Did everything. And even our holder on
PAT, right.
Great hands. And, just for him, he's a great baseball player too, and you just hope he can recover quick. And he's got a bright future. I think he'll play college athletics, whether it be baseball or football. He's a great athlete, so we wish him the best. Boy, the McKays, Walt and Amy, they've had some great athletes in their family.
They have.
And but boy, yeah, just sick for Bryce. Honestly, yeah. I've been there as an athlete myself, and it's hard.
Other injuries going into tonight.
Still, Case Duren is going to be out. We feel like we're healthy outside of that. Getting Gage Hirschberger back helps. We played so much that game the other night without thunder or lightning, as we refer to him.
Uh-huh.
So getting Gage back, at least on the offensive side, that's going to really help. And You know, I was proud of Blake Pope. We threw him out there at fullback last week, and he ran the ball hard, some good blocks. So hopefully, you know, we can get more out of Blake there. And he's a senior that's a great kid, works hard. But, no, injury-wise, we're outside of, you know, we've a big loss there with Bryce and obviously Case, the senior leadership. We're pretty healthy.
So. Okay. Well, let's talk about the keys. What do you have to do tonight?
It's similar to every week. We've got to, you know, run the ball and move the chains, get first downs, and we've got to get points. Can't turn the ball over. We can't afford penalties, things of that nature. And then defensively, we've got to tackle well in space, force them to drive the ball 12 plus plays, and see if we can't get some turnovers, see if we can't get them to commit some penalties, make some mistakes. I actually think, too, just if we can get into the fourth quarter with a chance, I think that favors us. The longer that we can keep them from, you know, we don't need them to have a fast start, I guess is what I'm saying right there. You know, if we can keep this thing tight going into the fourth quarter, we're going to have a great chance. So we're excited. We're excited for this opportunity, no doubt. It's been a long time. Hootens has them by 7, and I don't remember the last time Hootens only had Pine Bluff by 7 over Mountain Home. Usually it's 35 so that tells you, too, some other teams have taken notice, or some other teams, some other people have taken notice that we've gotten better.
That's
hopefully we'll get the win tonight. We're feeling good about things. So,
all right. Good luck tonight, Brian.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
We'll take a break. Joining you live for Bomber Stadium coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's play some football.
You've been listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show, brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
Join us each Friday night at 5:30 to get the latest information about your Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.